broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
What I can comment on is, was he allowed to be in uniform?
When I was growing up, I played softball, and if we missed it, we had to run.
Although the outcome isn't what we all worked so hard.
It was just, you know, clear. That was it. No talk. He was suspended.
You know how many people like guns and dip?
World-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch. And every night through the looking glass we go, and we take it places no other talk show can take it. Wish they could, but they can't. Joining us this hour is Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. We're going to talk to him about what it was like out there on the lines there as people waited to vote today. 877-876-PHIL. More election results also for the nation's midterm elections. Don't forget the Phil Hendry Show website at philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. If you head on over there right now, you can watch live streaming video, listen to live streaming audio, get our thousands of hours of archives, thousands of hours of archive Phil Hendry Show material, as well as our video cast on demand, and guaranteed email response from Phil, and commenting on our news feeds, and a whole bunch of other stuff. And, you know, we are making available to our listeners every single solitary week new downloads of shows that go back 13, 14 years, and even closer to right now. In fact, the new shows are available over there right now for download and listening. So you guys that are writing me emails saying, hey, when anybody, you guys going to get all this stuff? Dude, I dare you to find another website that is making as much stuff available as a download as ours. Guess what? You ain't going to do it. You ain't going to find it. I'll bet you any amount of money you got. So we're working as hard as we can and as fast as we can, and we thank you very, very deeply. 877-876-PHIL. Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police is joining us, a volunteer police agency in the South Bay, in conjunction with the Washington Auxiliary Werewolves and the West Virginia, the Mountaineer Mountaineers, as well as the Commanders of Nevada. These are all Citizens Auxiliary Police forces. Is that right, Jay?
That's correct, Phil. We're all part of a network of auxiliary police. We are not volunteers. You don't see ourselves as volunteers so much as we are professionals who are working without pay.
So are all of you professional policemen who quit and became auxiliary policemen?
We are all, that is correct. We are not police officers, but we did all take the entrance exams and decided that, you know what, the politics involved was going to be a little too much for us. There's a lot of politics involved in being a police officer, and we decided that we wanted to go our own way and maybe write some of our own rules and try to help our community the best way it can. That's what we were doing today. We do not have any real need or desire to arrest people. What we are mostly trying to do is to get things moving in the right direction. And today being Election Day, one of the most important days on the calendar for Americans, we wanted to make sure that people were in line not to cause a disturbance, not to try and influence the voting of other people, but we're there to vote, to cast a ballot, and we're going to move off premises as quickly as possible.
I understand it didn't go well for you.
Well, it went very well for us up to a certain point, and at that point, yes, we were subject to harassment by Los Angeles County Sheriff, and I have filed a formal complaint that the Los Angeles County Sheriff had no right to stop a group of individuals such as ourselves, Citizens Auxiliary Police, from doing basic maintenance of the voting line. And we also filed a complaint that we were subject to ridicule, that we were purposefully put on display so that passing motorists and others who were going into the voting booths could mock us. It was a very tough day.
Jay, what happened? Where were you?
We were in the South Bay.
And were you at the polling places?
We were at a variety of polling places. And it was at one particular polling place at the gymnasium. It's one of the high school gymnasiums in the South Bay. I won't say which school I've been asked not to, but we were doing what we had done at two or three other polling places that this morning, simply going down the line and doing a cursory, what we call a cursory spot. And a cursory spot is when our officers are trained to, one officer looks eye level and the other officer looks at waist level. And so we're doing, covering two areas at once with two officers. What does the individual look like from, say, the neck up? What's the individual look like from, say, the middle of chest down? At that time, you will see individuals wearing their pants pulled down. I'm sure you've probably seen a lot of these young people got their pants pulled down. There's others that are, have their shirt hanging out. There's others that are standing there with T-shirt and a dress shirt hanging out, baggy jeans, this kind of thing. So what we were doing is basically doing a spot check and then doing question Q&A.
All right. This is a polling place where people are voting, right?
That's correct, yeah.
And you are asking people what?
We were not asking people anything, Phil. If we did see people who look particularly unkempt, who look like they might be wanting to cause a disturbance because they look very disheveled, as if this is an experience that they were not going to partake in. They were more going to disrupt the experience of others. Well, that's when we asked what their name and address was. Not their name and address, but we would ask them, okay, can you give me your name and what it is you're doing here? And
So you're asking people their name and what they're doing there based upon the way they look?
That is correct.
And did they give you their names?
In some instances, they did not. At which time we wrote down what they were wearing, and we kept an eye on them. We would go down to the next person, and if they were dressed in a manner that looked slovenly, they were wearing sneakers or any kind of...
Wearing sneakers. Now, you know, there's a lot of people that are going to work. There's a lot of people that are going to jobs that may, not require dress shoes.
Well, we did see a lot of people in sandals, Phil. You don't go to the polls. First of all, what job you go to in sandals, okay? So you don't go to the pool in sandals. And I challenge you to tell me what job you get go to where you get wear sandals.
I don't know, and probably not. I mean, you're talking to a guy that's in radio. You know, I can go to work wearing sandals. I can go to work wearing bare feet because I happen to work in a studio that I own. But let's say a guy goes to a radio station.
Well, I don't know if there's any disc jockeys there, Phil.
All right, but the point is I don't know what people do or how they dress.
I saw people dressed in very unconventional ways. At that point, we would stop them and ask them what it is they're doing in line.
And well, what did they tell you?
They would tell us they were voting, and at that time I'd say, all right, well, how come you're dressed the way you are? And we would get a couple of smart-ass answers, or people would be very nice, and they'd say, because I like to get dressed, you know, because I didn't think it was that important. And we would simply write down and note the people that were dressed in a way that I would call disrespectful. And what I mean by disrespectful, I mean that this is the most important day on the American calendar in terms of our, in terms of our, not judicial, but...
Representative government?
Representative government. And for people to show up dressed in a shirt that isn't ironed, shorts, dressed in shorts, some of these shorts have, you know, rips and tears in the crotch. They're not wearing underwear. You see an awful lot of... And so we were asking questions of these people, trying to protect the electoral process, trying to make sure that people, when they went into the polling booth, are not going to go in there because they think it's party time.
Well, what were you afraid was going to happen? If you saw a guy dressed in a slovenly way, were you afraid that that person was going to go in and what?
Try to influence voting, because I don't think anybody that dresses like that is serious about voting. They're there to maybe, I don't know, push some people around, try to get something started. The shirt should be collared. The shirt should be tucked in. You know the drill. Wear nice shoes. You wear pantsuits if you're a woman. Show respect for the voting booth. You know how, it's not the first time these people vote along them. And so...
I didn't know. I am not familiar.
So did you... In your lifetime, in your experience, did you ever go to the voting booth dressed like a pig? I don't think you did.
Well, did you turn away any people from voting? Some of these elections have been tight, and every vote counted today.
No, all we said was you need to get out of line and go and get into a pair of decent looking pants.
And did these people leave line?
Some and some did not. And what happened was we got...
Well, you realize if you sent people away, these are people that could have influenced the voting?
I understand that, Phil, but it wasn't like they were not going to come back.
You don't know that.
Well, I don't know that. I don't know that, you know, I don't know whether they did or whether they didn't, Phil. But the fact of the matter is that we did it early enough in the morning whereby these people would have an opportunity. And the police then came, and that's when things really got bad. And I asked one of my sub-commanders, what are they doing here? He said they want to talk to you. And I asked this cop from the L.A. sheriff what he wanted. He said, are you talking to these people? I said, yes, we are. So we asked him how come they're dressed the way they are. And that's when he told myself and my other sub-commanders to step away from the line and come over and talk to him. We were forced to sit on that curb, give our name and everything. We were embarrassed. We were embarrassed by the police. Now, my whole point of telling you this story, Phil, was as a member of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, I have tried today and other days to get people to be representative and respectful when they vote. When these police officers came and made a mockery out of me and my fellow officers, they made a mockery out of other law enforcement. And in addition to that, they made us sit on a curb, not stand, but sit on a curb for an hour where people would drive by and look at us and laugh.
Did you send people away? The most important question I have, did people get sent away from this line because of you guys saying you're not dressed right?
We did send some people home, but I don't know. You're telling me that I stopped people from voting. No, I did not.
How do you know that? If you send a guy home because he's dressed wrong, how do you know he's going to turn around and come back? Maybe he doesn't have clothes that are nice enough. Maybe he doesn't think he's got anything to wear.
Well, Phil,
if a guy doesn't have anything to wear at home that is nice enough, and you just told him you got to have a collared shirt and a dress pair of pants, and the guy doesn't have that, he's not going to come home. He's not going to go and vote.
No, I don't think that's true, Phil. I think what we said to them was, you look slovenly like you're going to cause a problem. I need you to get out of this line, go home, and get something decent to wear, and then come back. I always said come back.
But you don't know if they did or not, do you?
Mr. Henry, you're making this about me. I'm telling you that the L.A. County Sheriff came, interdicted what was we were trying to do, took my name, and then embarrassed us by making us sit down on a curb so people could drive by and call us all kinds of names.
Well, the L.A. County Sheriff came by to talk to you guys because you're sitting there asking people to get out of line because they're not dressed right, which I'm sure the sheriff said was wrong. Was there any of you guys arrested?
Was any of you guys arrested?
Were any of you, excuse me, were any of you arrested?
No, sir. So that proves we didn't break any law.
No, that doesn't prove anything. That just means that the cops probably took mercy on you. What I'm saying to you is, Jay, by you saying that...
Mr. Henry, we have an electoral... Hold on for just a minute now. I'm going to talk. We have an electoral process in this country whereby you are supposed to respect it and not show up to vote looking like you don't care. And when we went down the line of people voting and we saw these people dressed like pigs with their shirt hanging out, with their shoes untied, with a pick in their hair, you know what I mean by that, don't you? One of them hair picks?
I know what you mean, yeah.
I saw a guy there who had a hair pick stuck in his head, and I said to him, when's MC Hammer showing up? You just get advanced guard here? And I went, ha, ha, ha. And he looked at me like I'm kind of racist.
And that was probably not the smartest thing to say.
Why's that?
Because that's just not what you would want to say to people who are about ready to go to vote, and you're asking them about their clothing to the point where you're turning people away from the line. 877-876-PHIL, Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and they got stopped by the L.A. County Sheriff today, who told them to knock it off, or at least held them for a certain period of time, detained them. But Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police is going up and down the line, asking people why they're dressed the way they're dressed, and if they weren't dressed properly, telling them to go home and get dressed properly. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
It's the Phil Hendry Show. Listening to the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. On the line here is Jay Sanos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Now, Jay, I understand that you guys are there at the voting places in the South Bay in Los Angeles, and you had some people in West Virginia.
That is correct. Down here around here, and we had the Washington Auxiliary Werewolf. And the Commanders of Nevada, which is CON. I don't know why you've decided to take the point of view that somehow myself and my sub-commanders were, you know, anti-civil rights when it was myself and my sub-commanders who were stopped by L.A. County Sheriff, made to sit on a curb like, you know, I'm going to say it, like some punk bitch on the yard.
All right, so you were embarrassed.
Yes, we were embarrassed.
But you had gone and started talking to people about how they were dressed, and some people were leaving. That's probably when the cops got the call.
And what? Cops got the call about what?
Well, what did they talk to you about, man? I'm not, you know, you're the one telling me.
They asked me what it was I was doing. I told them we were asking people why they were dressed that way. And they told us that we didn't have the right. And I said, well, I don't have the right to be interested in the electoral process. And they said, you don't have the right to tell people how to dress. And I said, I believe that the Los Angeles County Sheriff is now going on record as being opposed to the electoral process being carried out legally and without harassment. And
but don't you understand? That's exactly what the sheriff was telling you were doing, harassing people.
No, that's not true, Phil. That's not what we were doing. That's not what they were telling me I was doing. They told me I just didn't have the right to ask anybody, you know, why they weren't wearing a hat.
And you were asking men?
I was asking everyone why they weren't wearing a hat. And one guy had on a baseball cap. I told him, no, not that kind of a hat. Do you have any kind of a man's dress hat? At that point, that's when the police came.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let me go to a phone call here in New York City. It's Brenda listening to us on WWRL. Brenda, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil, this is the first time I've called. I cannot believe
yes, ma'am.
What I'm hearing. This guy, he is amazing. If you don't understand that as harassment or intimidation, then you have no right having on a uniform.
Are you talking to me?
Yes, she's talking to you.
Do anything at all. You don't ask someone to go home and put on clothing. That they're there in the first place says that they respect the process enough to take the time in their out of their day to make the effort to come to vote.
Okay, what were you wearing today? Did you vote today?
Of course I did. And what I'm wearing,
what did you wear?
Because no one arrested me and had me sitting on the side of the street.
Well, ma'am, to me that's suspicious.
Well, no, you're suspicious. The cops are the guys that made you sit down, Jay. Not the other way around.
That the lady wouldn't even tell me so much as what. So you think you should wear, like, you should show up to vote wearing, like, a washerwoman or, like, a.
Okay. There are lots of, you know.
Wow.
No disrespect to the women who wash in the world, but there's nothing that shows that they are any less human or any less having the right to vote because of what they do for a living. If it doesn't live up to your standards, maybe you should stay home. Maybe
no, ma'am, I'm not saying you shouldn't be a washerwoman.
I'm sorry, you didn't want to be interrupted, neither do I.
Well, you're going to show up wearing a maid's uniform,
son. What they should or should not wear. We are not your children, and you don't have the right to dictate to people, and you don't have the right to harass them or to intimidate them and make them feel less than when they are, if they are exercising their right as American citizens.
And he had his pants down his butt. His pants were down
his
butt.
For what? You maybe your breath
is bad. Oh my God!
Maybe
oh my God!
You vote because your breath is bad. It's ridiculous. Absolutely absurd.
Mr. Henry, you may find it funny, no. Mr. Henry.
That was very funny. That'd be funny if they turned you away from voting because your breath's bad. That's fantastic.
What this person is doing out there for the citizens who had the right to vote.
I care about my. I think you care about our country. Don't you want to see people voting? Don't you want to see people voting who are wearing clothes with their shirt tucked in?
Listen, that they have clothes on.
Oh my God.
Is a plus.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
They have clothing on. That's a plus.
Well, I would think so, ma'am, but I think we've evolved past that stage now, and I think we now want to tuck our shirt in and not have a hole in the crotch, not wearing underwear. But I guess maybe that's how you get your jollies. I don't know how you get your kicks. Probably how you get your jollies.
Phil Hendry. World famous Phil Hendry Show. We're looking at a live picture from Anchorage, Alaska right now where we have an affiliate. It's 10:33, so it's an hour behind us here on the Pacific Coast, so that would be 2:30. They're 4 hours behind you guys out in the East Coast, Anchorage, Alaska, but there's a dead heat going on there in Alaska for the United States Senate seat. And they're talking to the Democratic challenger, McAdams. I think they have a write-in candidate and a Republican. Here is Jay Stanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. You see how tight these races are, Jay, and if you're turning people away because they're not dressed properly, those votes may not be recorded.
So I want to tell you one thing. Just before the L.A. County Sheriff pulled in this morning, and I was talking to a man who was wearing a pair of swimming trunks. He came to vote in an American, United States of America election wearing swimming trunks and a tank top, and he had on flip-flops. The swimming trunks, I asked him, was it mesh? Was there a mesh lining? He said, yes, there was. I said, so if somebody was underneath you right now, if you're going up a ladder, and they look up, we would see it all. Because the only thing that was in the net, he was, you know, supported by the net, and it was see-through. I said, to me and to the Citizens Auxiliary Police as well as the Washington Auxiliary Werewolves, this is a non-respectful, and that's when the L.A. sheriff came up and asked me what I was doing, and I pointed it out to him. I asked the young man, I said, would you lift your leg up just so you get a shot in there? And I told the police officer to take a look in.
All right, 877-876-PHIL.
Well, what is your comment on that, though, Mr. Henry? You've been very opinionated.
My comment is that I agree with what the last caller said, that if you're going to start nitpicking clothing, next thing you know, it's whether you're using the right kind of mouthwash. Here is Jonathan on the Phil Hendry Show. Jonathan, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just driving down the road, and I was just so appalled at what this guy was saying about basically putting a dress code on the way to vote or in a your place of voting. Number one,
yes,
I didn't know there was a dress code. And number two, I mean, it sounds like discrimination to me that you're cherry picking these people just because they're not dressed or dressed down or whatever. I work nights, so I go into a voting booth late today. I dress in sweatpants and a t-shirt, which it may have had a hole in it. I don't know, but you know, it doesn't matter. It still doesn't void my opportunity to vote, and
Let me ask Jay a question. Would you have turned this gentleman away? A guy who's he works a third shift. He's in his sweatpants. He's a T-shirt. He's trying to get his vote in.
I would have to say yes. It's very unfortunate that he works overnight. I respect that, but he's in a pair of sweatpants. The hygiene of that is beyond belief. Are they, I mean, can I ask you, sir, were they washed? Sounds like a crazy question, but... And you're wearing a T-shirt, did you say?
Yeah, just a T-shirt. I mean, I threw on what I could throw on because our voting polls were closing.
Why didn't you put on a pair of slacks?
Well, here's the thing. To me, you're being embarrassed is exactly what you were doing to these other people because, I mean... To me, it seems like you were picking on basically minorities because if they could dress up, maybe they were minorities in a lower class of people. Who knows? But, I mean, you're embarrassing them by going up to them and making smirks at them and comment. I mean, maybe they were.
Well, I mean, if the gentleman was dressed up, I would have stopped you. You're not a minority. I would have said you're dressed bad. Just so happened that the kid who had the hair pick, the guy in the bathing suit was white. And the guy who had his shirt tail hanging out was a black youth. And there was one lady who was dressed. I asked her what she was dressed up to be, and she gave me a smart mouth answer. And then somebody else told me she worked at Bandy Camp. She was a waitress. I didn't know what it was. I'm trying to.
What do you mean you didn't know what it was? She's wearing a waitress uniform.
Yeah, but I thought it was some kind of a costume party. I didn't know what it was.
And a costume party? You don't know what a waitress uniform from Vandy Camps looks like?
I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't.
Is there a dress code?
No, there is no
dress code to vote.
There is no dress code to vote, but I would think you'd want to be dressed, you know, nice to vote. It's never crossed your mind?
What? No. Let's say it's never crossed his mind.
Boy, that's sad. Show up with a hole in the crotch. Or some other.
Nobody's showing up with a hole in the crotch, but it's worse than that. You want them going home and putting on a pair of slacks, a dress shirt, in some instances a hat. In some instances, they're supposed to wear, not only hats, slacks. I mean, you talk about a dress code. That's what it sounds like.
I'm not talking about dress code. I'm saying that if that gentleman's in sweatpants, a T-shirt, then I would say yes, slacks and a collared shirt, and I would like to see some kind of a man's dress hat, which would mean also a jacket.
A man's dress hat. Men haven't worn dress hats since the 50s, since the 60s.
I don't know where you live or why you are sheltered the way you are, but you see a lot of men wearing the fedora, and some of them wear a pork pie hat. It's coming back, and I think it is a respectful thing. And when you asked me, was I embarrassed, L.A. County Sheriff made me sit down, six bicep trainers, myself sitting on the side of a curb, like we're some punks they pulled out of a car with a case of beer.
877-876-PHIL. Well, you know, Jay, I've had you on this program before where you've talked about the police. That was them doing their job. Here is Joe. Go ahead, Joe. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi. I'm listening.
Yes.
I worked the third shift myself, and I was on my way home listening to this gentleman speak, and I was extremely appalled at his opinions and how he turned people away. I mean, basically, he's saying that the people he turned away, he was concerned that they would have an adverse effect on the voting, but, I mean, they would have a
right.
influence on the voting. Basically, he had an adverse effect because the people he turned away.
Like they're trying to start something. Well, it seemed like they might try to start something. Push people around. You know how it is.
No, I don't.
But,
what do you mean by that?
But,
you know, overturn the voting, just
you
push,
had an adverse effect on the. You had an adverse effect on the voting. First of all, if you turn people away, you don't know how they were going to vote. Second of all, it's very unlikely that someone who you did turn away would turn around, go home, get dressed to your specifications, and then go back to vote. Basically, you've made a very intolerable place for that person to go to. I mean, they're not going to go back and be re-embarrassed and by you.
Right.
You have no legal
rights.
Legally, but we can talk legally about it.
If they're wearing a pair of slacks.
I mean,
if they're wearing a pair of slacks.
It doesn't matter what they're wearing. The truth of the matter is that the whole thing is that they took the time to go and vote. It is a voting experience. The fact is, when my husband and I go to vote together, we take our children to see the experience, to experience voting, to see the responsibility that it takes in it. I went in there with a pair of pants, scrubs, and a T-shirt. And my children
and
went before they went to school.
I just want to be careful. I want to be clear. You took your children with you, too?
Yes.
So, in other words, what you're saying is, right, so did you bring cotton candy and, candied apples? I mean, where does it end? Where does
where
it end?
First of all,
you're bringing your kids. Next thing you know, you're
going to
be bringing.
Are going to be, but you have to understand that my children will be the future voters of America. So they need to understand the responsibility that it takes, and they need to understand that this is something that we have a privilege to do. This is why we call it a free country. The free country is also added with the fact that we can dress how we want to dress as long as we're comfortable, not to your specifications, and I shouldn't have to come out dressed in a dress or slacks or however you want me to dress when I know that my vote counts. Regardless of how you feel,
I want to be clear that the lady brought these children with her, which means she's influenced these kids to dress in this sort of a slob. I don't want to say slob, but she admits she was dressed as a slob. And
no, she didn't say slob. She said she was wearing some jeans and a shirt.
And then she's bringing her children, and that means they're going to bring some tuna fish sandwiches and maybe a football seat and, cotton candy. Where does this end, Mr. Hendry? And
what are you talking about, man? She's bringing her kids. This is not a day at a ball game.
Well, that's the way she's making it sound. Why don't we go out, put some zinc oxide on our nose, bring an umbrella, and make a day of it? And I'm saying that this is voting for the most important thing that there is in our world, and that's for the elections of America. And when you come out with zinc oxide on your nose, a bathing suit with just mesh netting supporting you, children with cotton candy, and screaming and crying about, you know, whatever, what you've done is you've turned it into Ringling Brothers, Barnum and Bailey. I find that sad.
But here's my thing.
Brother. Man, you have just... Yeah.
Last time I checked, I never had to climb a ladder. So I don't care what the guy was wearing about swim trunks. I wasn't going to go and lay down on the floor and look up his pants. It didn't matter.
What were you worried about that?
It was education. He knew what he was voting. He knew that the...
I understand it.
It doesn't matter what he was wearing.
If you had fainted, if one of your children had fainted, if somebody had fallen and they were laying down and the man happened to stand over you, imagine if that was one of your kids or you.
And the man had to be over me, the last thing I'm going to be worried about is his swimming trunks.
Well, if you happen to glance up when you came to.
All right. Thank you very much for your call, ma'am. 877-876-PHIL. That's about as unlikely something is going to happen as I've ever heard in my life.
Very unlikely, Mr. Henry, but nonetheless, something that could. But the point is, I was made to look like a complete, and I'm going to use the word, excuse me, I was made to look like an ass by the L.A. County Sheriff, standing there as he's telling me, and I'm wearing a nice uniform with a blue armband, Citizens Auxiliary Police, some guy who's got it, he's got his whole package slung in net, mesh netting, is laughing at me.
The guy in the bathing suit.
The guy in the bathing suit, right.
877-876-PHIL, and then we'll go to a break. Here is Dorinda in Houston, Texas, listening on KPRC. Go ahead, Dorinda. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Jay Santos.
Thank you for having me on. And I just want to let you know that I was sound asleep and had just barely woken up. I had my headphones on listening to your show while I was sleeping. And I heard what this guy was saying. And it made me so mad that I got up out of my bed in the middle of my night to call y'all and let you know just what I think of this.
Ma'am, I didn't put the headphones on you. I didn't put
Don't you even interrupt me, buddy, because you have no right to interrupt me. It is my turn to say what I want to say, so you can just shut your little nosy mouth, okay? Because what those cops did to you is what you deserve. You deserve what those cops did to you. Matter of fact, they should have walked you off that property, buddy, because we can dress any way we want to go vote. You scuzzbag. You are the scuzzbag.
You're over the top. You're way over the top.
Away, okay? I wore flip-flops today, and I wore blue jeans, and I wore a T-shirt.
Those are the only shoes you can get on.
Whoa. Watch the language.
No, she wore flip-flops because those are the only ones you can get on without losing breath. Isn't it true you put on flip-flops because you don't have the time, and that means you save the breath?
No.
That's what I thought.
Buddy, because it's my right to...
You said a dirty word. You said a dirty word.
Oh, my word.
You said the S word, and there's kids listening and everything.
Look, I like talk radio hosts, actually.
Ma'am, I'm going to tell you something. You go to a voting booth wearing a muumuu and wearing your flip-flops, whatever it is that's easiest for you to get into.
I would go wearing a muumuu. What?
Well, uncomfortable that may be for the other people who are voting?
You just want to pee people off is what you want to do. You just want to make them mad, make them angry, make them walk like...
But I would hope that you would have the dignity to lose about 40 pounds so you don't have to wear a muumuu and flip-flops.
I don't think I could lose 40 pounds because I weigh 123. That would be a little bit
difficult. Then why are you wearing flip-flops? Yeah.
Excuse me? What? You are. All I can say to everybody listening is I hope you're getting a good laugh because this guy has got me so mad.
You got it. All right, listen, Dorinda, thank you very much. 877-876-PHIL. We're going to take a break here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Back here with Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. And Jay, you're a volunteer police agency. I understand. I'm not quibbling with your need to be patriotic or your need to respect the electoral process or even what you said to the L.A. sheriff that they didn't. But I'm truly amazed that you don't understand when you ask people to go home and get into a better kind of clothing.
Well, look, the Citizens Auxiliary, I'm going to just tell you this. The Citizens Auxiliary Police was created so that we could see trouble brewing before it actually started. Police are too busy to do that. But we pride ourselves in being able to see a situation that's going to spin out of control. Now, you got guys standing in line, go vote. And he's dressed with a bathing suit on, with mesh netting, and everything's hanging in it. Okay, that's you know, red flag. You got a lady standing there dressed in a Vandy Camp waitress uniform, red flag. And because I was going up to people and saying, don't you have something better to wear than having a pick stuck in your hair and wearing some overalls that look like, you know, you got to be wearing those while you're scrubbing out, scrubbing something out. Don't you have something better to wear? And then the LAPD or LA County Sheriff came over and made an example out of myself and my sub-commanders by making us sit on a curb, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 of us in a row for an hour with our knees almost touching our chins like we're somebody's punk. That was the part that hurt me.
Yeah, but it hurt some people to be told they got to go home and get into better clothing or else they can't vote.
What do you think it hurt more? Being told to go home? You got the freedom to go home. And
yeah, you know what? I'm not going to answer that question. I think in terms of the overall, being told to go home and get into something better in terms of clothing would hurt a lot more than you sitting on a curb. Catherine in Mobile, Alabama, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, please.
Hi. Thank you so much for answering
yes,
my
ma'am.
Phone call. I'm actually on the road, and I heard this show, and I'm screaming at the radio with my husband in the driver's seat. First of all, I don't know who this wannabe Paul Blart Mall Cop is.
But I was down there with my wingtips.
Hold on for a minute. We got the lady on the line. Go ahead, ma'am.
Okay, first of all, I don't know who this guy thinks he is because he is of no authority. I can't imagine. Excuse me?
Jay, Catherine's talking.
I'm sorry. I was just mentioning the guy with the Cleveland Brown jersey.
Yeah, we'll get to the guy with the Cleveland Brown jersey, but my caller is on the phone right now. Go ahead, Catherine.
Okay.
Unbelievable. It's really unbelievable, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely unbelievable. First of all, he has no authority. I can't believe that he wasn't arrested. And the least of all they could have done is made an example out of him so nobody else disturbs voters on their way to making a vote, which is more important than anything, including what they're wearing. Second of all, the entire point of voting is that everybody in the United States has a chance to vote. Even poor people who can't afford better clothing have the option to go vote. That's the entire point, that everybody has an opinion, even those who can't afford good clothing or don't want to, because it's their freedom not to wear anything but swimming trunks and a T-shirt.
Well, okay, ma'am. First of all, no, it isn't, because I can't show up at a voting booth nude, so I don't have the right to wear anything I want. Number two,
you don't have the right to wear anything you want?
I don't have the right to show up nude, do I?
You don't have the right to what?
To show up nude.
Why would you show up nude? I'm talking about
you just got telling me I had a right to do anything I want. So if I show up with no clothing
America.
On.
Of
right.
course,
so I can show up nude.
Not walking in nude.
Wait a minute. If that's all I got is no clothes.
Are you crazy? There isn't a human being
really?
On earth, not even the poorest man or woman, that can't find a scrap of clothing to wear.
If I'm so poor I'm nude, she's not saying I got the right. And yet she just got done saying I did. I'm confused. That's number one. Number two. If a kid is got a pick in his hair and he looks like he's a gang member, you don't think he's going to go in there and start roughing up the old ladies that are taking the votes? That's the thing that
Who
worries
cares
me.
If he's a gang member? He still has the right to vote.
What if he starts roughing up the old ladies that take the vote, you know, the what do you call it? The vote and stuff it in a box? If he's going to rough up some old ladies, I got to stop that.
I might rough up an old lady.
I'm trying to protect the old ladies that are stuffing the boxes. That's number one.
But the old ladies are the only ones that need protection. Nobody else needs protection from you?
Well, not from me. From the punk with the pick in his hair and his pants
you're
down his rear end.
You're not a punk. It's disturbing everybody else.
Well, ma'am, I can tell you that I'm not dressed like a punk. I got on a pith helmet, Bermuda shorts, wingtips, and a blue armband. That's my uniform.
Oh.
That's what I... Does that sound like a punk?
Sounds like a weird ass.
So the waitress that was in uniform? Why
yeah.
Come she... How can you have a problem with the waitress that was in uniform as well? You're wearing a uniform. How come she can't wear a uniform?
Well, because my uniform is normal. I got a pith helmet and Bermuda shorts.
Oh.
She's dressed like a Dutch sailor. What's that?
Are supposed to go not only wear a uniform, but a uniform that you approve.
Phil Hendry.